Good afternoon. This is Kathleen McCoy, and you're listening to Hometown Alaska on KSKA Anchorage. Today, our topic is storytelling and Town Square 49, which is a new place for you to share your stories. We've got two great guests with us today in the studio. Travis Gilmore. Hi, Travis.
Hi, Kathleen. Thanks for having me.
And he manages Town Square 49, so has a lot to do with it. And then Candace Winkler. Hi, Candace.
Hi, Kathleen.
And you're with Alaska
Community Foundation.
Which is a partner in Town Square 49.
Correct.
So storytelling is, you know, everybody loves it. It's classic. It warms our hearts. And it also has probably an important function for us. Town Square 49 is a place to tell your story. And we have two people here in the studio who can tell you all about it. I want to share the phone number so that if you've got questions about Town Square 49 or you even wonder if your story could be on Town Square 49, you can call and talk to us. It's 550-8433. In Anchorage, or if you're outside of Anchorage, it's 1-888-353-5752, or you can even email us at hometown@alaskapublic.org. And today's program is going to be rebroadcast tonight at 7, but you can only call in now, so I'm hoping that people will give us a call. So Travis, let's start with you, and let's talk about what Town Square 49 actually is.
Sure. Well, Town Square 49 is our way of opening up the Alaska Public website and the platform that we have there to citizen journalists, to nonprofit organizations, to local government, to all things Alaskan and all points of view Alaskan that otherwise just aren't being heard on a platform like that, on a stage as large as a public media site like what we have. So it's an opportunity and an invitation for folks to tell your story, become a blogger, become a citizen journalist, share news and updates and impact from your nonprofit organization that you may be a board member or a volunteer or a staffer at, and just really engage with people through community news and information.
You know, what I'd like to do is let people know this is a website, and I've got it open right here, and I'd love to invite people who may be listening at home or somewhere where they've got a computer to just go ahead and open it up. It's www.alaskapublic.org/townsquare49. And if you've got questions about what you see there, then you can call in and ask about it. But we'll also take a tour of the page, I think, today. It's kind of fun to have these new tools to kind of share stories with. So I also thought people might be curious about why Alaska Community Foundation is partnering with, you know, APTI in Town Square 49. Why are you here?
Okay, that's a great question. Well, the Alaska Community Foundation is about growing philanthropy and helping build community throughout the state of Alaska. And, you know, why we're involved in a project like this is because it's important for people to have access to good information. And it's important to find multiple opportunities and venues to build community. And we think having a place like Town Square 49, where we can hear from many different people, many different voices throughout the state about their experiences, you know, what's working, what's not working, to just basically have a platform for dialogue will help improve the quality of life throughout the state. And we were fortunate, the Alaska Community Foundation, to apply for and receive a grant from the Knight Foundation, who really has been funding these information, community information needs projects throughout the whole United States.
That's interesting, isn't it? I mean, they're a journalism foundation, right?
Absolutely. And they really have focused on partnering primarily with community foundations because they feel like community foundations are really tapped into kind of community and what's important in a community. And then many of the community foundations throughout the nation, like the Alaska Community Foundation, then are working with public media, some sort of media outlet to
create
help
a sort of platform
to manage the project and create a platform. And we feel really fortunate to be, of course, working with Alaska Public Telecommunications because really, you know, they're doing such a fabulous job throughout the entire state and, you know, have the added benefit of both a radio and television platform.
Right. We're really KSKA, KAKM, we all know about it. But I wanted you to tell people a little bit about the Alaska Community Foundation just because it's not the same. You know,
yeah.
It's more of a quiet organization that's
sure.
kind of behind the scenes.
Sure. So we are a public charity, and we work on, our tagline is connecting people who care with causes that matter. And again, we do that by helping to grow philanthropy. And so we have individuals and organizations and communities who will create what we call funds and make recommendations for grants or charitable things that may be happening throughout the community. So one of the easiest ways to think about us, you know, most people are familiar with the Rasmussen Foundation, which is one family's private foundation. As a public foundation, we have lots of different funds that different families may set up or, again, organizations or communities. And, you know, last year we made grants throughout the state of Alaska. I think we granted in over 50 communities, and we gave out over $6 million in grants for things like you know, support of arts and education issues, support of basic needs. I mean, we've supported food banks.
So that's interesting because it's the Alaska Community Foundation. It's good to get your name out there. And it's interesting to see you partner with media to try to share the discussion, the public discussion. Travis, this is a question for you. Do you think the rise of Town Square 49 has to do with changes in the news media?
Well, I think that's sort of where the Knight Foundation has really sought to invest in projects like this, is they're very concerned with, you know, shifts and changes in traditional media platforms, newspapers, commercial television and radio, and public media like what we do here. And they're really doing that pathfinding work of looking for what the next phase of community information, local community information, is going to be. You know, newspapers are more and more centralized and focused on, you know, trying to cover the national issues as much as possible. But what about those small town issues? What about what's happening here in this neighborhood or this block? How do you really, you know, fully meet those needs? And I think that Town Square 49 is trying to do that piece, but Alaska has a different sort of challenge in that we're a small population but a big, diverse state. So what we're trying to do is reach out to individuals to tell their own stories, to tell us about their Alaska in a way that, you know, we just don't have the infrastructure to send journalists out to do anymore.
Right. And actually, it's, you wouldn't really call that so much news because you have a news organization
right.
here already. This is more, I guess, hyper-local connectivity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know?
So, and it's cool because Alaska's got such an interesting, it's an interesting place to live. People live differently, exotically. And so some of those stories would be welcome. Mm-hmm. So what kind of stories are you getting?
Well, The real early contributors that have been have grabbed onto the concept and have been looking for an outlet have been the nonprofit organizations. You know, we've had right now, if you go to the site, you see we've posted a piece from the Rasmussen Foundation. They have a fantastic blog that they run. We have a piece up on the landing page from Pacific Northern Academy, which is an independent school here in Anchorage. You know, those types of organizations that are really looking for an outlet, they've got meaningful impact in the community, and they're already documenting it in one way or another, but, you know, traditional media isn't going to pick up on the story. You know, the commercial television isn't going to send a crew down to document that impact, but we can give them that platform and help them reach an audience.
Mm-hmm. And, Candace, what kinds of organizations do you want to see that maybe you haven't seen yet come forward?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I think we would just like to see diversity in the in all the different areas that nonprofits are covering, and I think we'd like to continue to see statewide diversity. You know, as Travis said, we feel like nonprofits in the state are You know, they're working on, they're focused on those issues that people in a particular community care about. They're often very in touch with what's happening on the ground.
Sort of in the trenches.
Yeah, they're in the trenches. They're in the know. I mean, whether it's, you know, talking about what's happening with homelessness or, you know, what's happening with hunger issues or education.
Or their local school.
Or their local school.
Yeah.
And, or, you know, what's going to be the production at the local theater or, you know, so they're in touch with what's happening in a community. And so they're a really great conduit to kind of sparking a conversation, leading a conversation, and hopefully being able to engage citizens throughout the state in a dialogue about those important issues.
Well, we want to engage listeners right now on KSKA. So let me put out the phone number for you folks to call. And if you've got questions for Candace or Travis, it's 550-8433 in Anchorage. Or you can shoot us an email at hometown@alaskapublic.org. And actually, there's a couple of events coming up. Just if you've just joined, I'm on the air with Candace Winkler from the Alaska Community Foundation and Travis Gilmore, who is the manager of Town Square 49. We're talking about Town Square 49 as a new platform for telling stories about Alaska. So Travis, let's talk about the event that you've got coming up.
Well, tomorrow afternoon from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock in the afternoon, we're going to be at Cafe Del Mundo here in Anchorage. I think that's on Benson, isn't it, in Midtown. And we're inviting folks to come on down to Cafe Del Mundo, have a cup of coffee on us, and tell your story about how you came to Alaska and what keeps you in Alaska. We're going to do a number of things with the stories that we'll be collecting. We'll have a little video crew there, and we'll collect audio as well, so that we can get your story on broadcast and help promote Town Square 49 and get the word out about it. And also get those up on the site so that your voice is there in Town Square 49. So it's going to be a fun event. You'll be able to talk to me and other folks, Candace and other folks involved with the project, and learn more about how you can get involved and how you can enlist your organization or how you can become a citizen journalist or get your blog featured. And yeah, it's just going to be great fun.
Now, I want to let folks know to tune into the website at alaskapublic.org/townsquare49. You'll see an example, actually, it looks like, of what you might be gathering tomorrow at Cafe Del Mundo. There's a dad, and he's holding his daughter, and it's a
great
little video.
Yeah.
And he's essentially he's an Alaskan, you know, just telling a snippet of his own story. It reminds me of StoryCorps, actually, a little bit, you know, people and their personal stories. So it's really two veins. There's the nonprofit reach out and touch, and then there's the sort of, I live in Alaska and this is my story.
Well, I think, you know, Alaskans all have their unique stories of how you got here, what keeps you here, what it is you love about this state. It's such a diverse state, and there's so many things to love that it's really fun to get out and talk to people about those things and help them document that story and share it with others. Because I think we really, you know, we draw a lot of strength and sort of togetherness with that shared love of this place.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I also think that we really want to demonstrate that this should be easy for people to participate.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's important for people to not feel like there are major barriers, because that's what this site is all about. It's about really providing the platform for community dialogue and community engagement and making that easy. And so the more we can demonstrate that with, you know, again, the Cafe Del Mundo event, we'll sort of show how easy it is to do a quick little video or to upload some of your photos, and we'll even buy you a cup of coffee.
Yeah. on the site, where would I find out if I'm on Town Square 49? Do I just click a button and then I can upload my story? Or how complicated? Do I have to contact you first?
Well, there is a button right up there at the top. There's the purple mountains that you see at the top. And there's share your story, become a contributor, or subscribe. And all you got to do is pick which one of those you think best pertains to you, click it, and there a form will pop up and you fill it out, and I'll get right back to you. But you're basically filling out your information right there, your name, your organization, what kind of stories you'd like to share, and then we work and get that stuff right up on the site for you.
So basically, just go to Town Square 49 off of alaskapublic.org, and you can click a button and make contact, and it's as easy as that.
That's right. And you can type in just townsquare49.org just to get directly to that page.
Cool. I was just fooling around on Facebook this morning and found Town Square 49 on Facebook, too. So you guys are in that space as well.
That's right.
Twitter.
You're on Twitter, too.
We're on all Twitter, right. too.
Oh, yeah. You got to have it all these days.
You've left nothing untouched.
And, you know, the other thing that I do think is important, I mean, we just rolled the site out mid-July, and, you know, so we're working to continue to increase the number of contributors, although we have had, you know, quite good success so far and had a lot of diversity of content and content providers and, you know, people who are sharing their stories. But, you know, we hope to continue to grow our Facebook and Twitter and other social media presences and connect people in through some of those tools. And I think, you know, the other important piece, just to piggyback a little bit off of Travis's thoughts, you know, Town Square 49 can really be a tool to bring more of an audience to things that organizations or individuals are already producing. You know, so if you're a blogger and, you know, you may have a certain number of people who are following you, but if you are posting things on Town Square 49, it will link back to your blog. And so you may be able to really reach a larger audience who might be interested in the content you're providing on your own site. Again, whether you're an independent blogger or whether you're a nonprofit that is running your own blog or basically putting content on your own website. So it really is a great opportunity to kind of see that two-way traffic.
It's a great point. Let's talk about audience at APTI. What kind of audience do you think you have? And that's the kind of amplification a group or a blogger in town could get.
Yeah. Well, you know, people talk about this concept of viral. You know, you'll hear people say, well, we're going to make a viral video. And and I think, you know, how do you really do that, right? It's not something you can just
you
set out
to
do.
Cat,
I was
right?
going to say, make them do funny things,
yes,
right?
But one of the key components to making something reach that sort of threshold where it can break into that viral place where it's getting those social media mentions and getting to those highly networked individuals that are reaching a lot of people is getting just that initial platform. You know, it's one thing to produce a video or a piece of content for your organization's website or your blog and get that out there. Chances are the number of people that are going to see it, your sort of core group, is probably not quite large enough for you to be able to really break through and get
Or it's your choir, right?
Right. It's already your choir. That's true.
Your pals.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. What we're aiming to do is give people that extra boost that helps it get to that place that even we couldn't, you know, we couldn't orchestrate. It's that viral place.
Mm-hmm.
And so by creating that larger platform, we're hoping to do that. And really, the Alaska Public site and being part of the Alaska Public site affords us that because you've got statewide news content from APRN, you've got news from NPR and PRI and all of these national sources. You've got the great KSKA stuff like Hometown Alaska. And so we've got that traffic. This gives us that platform co-equally with that.
Now, we know this is experimental. It's brand new. It's new turf for both of you as you go forward and try to figure out how to engage people with this website. I'm curious, how are you being funded? I know it's a Knight Foundation, but are you funded for 5 years or 2 years or 2 months? What does it look like for you?
Well, this was a two-year grant. And that's more Candace's expertise, but it was a 2 year grant and we're in our second year now. The first year was really forming the partnership with the Community Foundation and sort of setting the guidelines and rules for what we wanted our project to be and getting that work in place. And now that we're live, you know, we're looking at the second year of our grant. So from here, it's, you know, really do as much work as you can to figure out what the community needs and how to make it the most compelling product it can be. But at the same time, look at, you know, how we can make this sustainable because that's an important piece of it. We could do the best community site ever, but if we can't find ways to fund it, it can't continue.
And I think some of that will be through, you know, through ongoing partnerships and people who find value in the type of content that's being shared.
I know one of the things we talked about the other day was there's a lot of commenting on the web where it's kind of anonymous, and this site has a different feel.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, I think we felt like it was really important if we were going to have good, honest dialogue for people to identify who they are. You know, I think we've all probably seen some of the posts in different places where, you know, people have kind of anonymous sexy cat names or whatever they are. And, you know, I think through that sort of veiled identity, you know, the dialogue goes downhill. And I think it was important for us to feel like people were going to identify who they were when they were making comments, and that that would help us move to sort of a higher level discourse. And so the site is based on people using their Facebook accounts, which by and large tend to have, you know, a true identity associated with them rather than some alias.
Now, I didn't understand that part, that you have to use your Facebook identity. What's that about?
Well, it's as Candace said. I mean, open identity is really, it was something that was from day one, a shared sort of value that the Community Foundation and AlaskaPublic.org shared was, you know, we really do believe that that dialogue takes place best in a place where everybody comes to the table knowing who's there at the table. Mm. So, yeah, Facebook is your login, and when you post a comment on the site, your photo appears next to it, and then you have the option of sharing that on your Facebook page as well, so that your friends will be able to see it and interact with either the article or whatever you've had to say about it. So it's a nice feature, but it really is, I mean, it's not an endorsement of Facebook more than it has to be. It's just us saying this is a way for us to help eliminate that trolling that happens on sites that we just, you know, we don't want to stand by that anymore.
Right, which I can really see the effect on public discourse and civic discourse if people don't want to get involved because they don't want tomatoes thrown at them. They just want
Absolutely.
To talk about something. So this is this separates you out, I would say, from many communication sites.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, there are other sites that are using it. The Dispatch is using it, and some of the Knight Foundation-funded sites are using it now. But, you know, a lot of commercial media needs to have a lot of traffic to that area because that's part of their ad revenue generation, and that's understandable, but, at what cost?
Mm-hmm. So it's a bit of a different flavor here on Town Square 49.
That's what we're hoping for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I also wondered, since, you know, many sites have to have tons of hits to be successful, I'm curious, what is your measure of success since you're not going for total volume that way?
Well, I was just actually, we're going to have a meeting tomorrow of our advisory group, and we report out on some of our metrics. And, you know, it's a new site, and so we're still in diapers. We're not getting a million clicks on things. But one sort of thing that I thought was really interesting was looking at stories that we had posted and looking at the amount of time that people are spending with them. You know, the industry standards in news are for those, the expectations for the amount of time people are going to spend with the story are pretty low online, and that's kind of been understood to be. You know, if you get a minute, if you get less than a minute even, that's pretty good. We've got things that are, people are spending 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 10 minutes with a story. And to me that, and then commenting on it and commenting, apropos comments that are already there on the site and engaging with others. To me, that's a measure of engagement that is more important than, you know, did we get that 10,000th view today? It's, did people really spend time with this? And did people, you know, meet other people who were doing that there on that story and engage.
Hmm. I just want to remind people, if they're just tuning in, this is Hometown Alaska, and I'm on with Candace Winkler from the Alaska Community Foundation and Travis Gilmore, who's managing Town Square 49. And I am hoping people have questions about the kind of stories they'd like to see or whether their story is the kind of story that could appear on Town Square 49. We've been talking about how easy it is to get on Town Square 49. I'm just thinking about, could someone's fishing story be on Town Square 49? Could their child's 4-H project be on Town Square 49? What kind of stories make it on Town Square 49?
Are you pitching ideas, Kathleen? Absolutely, yes. You know, we want to strive for quality in everything that we do. So we would encourage people and work with people to have a fully formed idea. And multimedia is always a major plus when it comes to getting something out there. So if you have photos of your trip, if you have a video that you shot, that type of storytelling is really something that gets me excited and I think draws a lot of traffic. So absolutely, yes. The fishing story is a great idea. It doesn't get any more Alaskan than that.
I mean, on the site right now, there's a cabbage story. Now, That's very Alaskan also.
That's right.
The bears eating the large cabbages from the fair.
Exactly.
You know, I just want to highlight what Travis said about sort of the goals of the project. I mean, while we certainly have a goal of increasing the viewership and the participation, I think he's exactly right when we say we're much more about quality than we are about quantity at this stage in the project. And we really are about trying to create engagement. This is how we differentiate ourselves from some other platforms is that, again, it really is at a core level about community engagement and not about putting information out in sort of a one-way capacity, but
pushing
it is
it
much
out.
More about, you know, the engagement and information and news and content coming in, going back out, but being commented on and that sort of circle of engagement that can happen.
Mm-hmm. I'd just like to go to the phones. We've got a caller who's got a question. Judy, you're listening to Hometown Alaska on KSK Anchorage. What's your question?
Well, I like what Candace just said. I'm Judy Owens Manley from the Center for Community Engagement and Learning at the University of Alaska Anchorage. And one of the things that we'd certainly be interested in is, you know, we have a lot of things that our faculty and students do out of the university, out of their academic courses, with different people in the community, and they're really great stories. And I liked in particular, what's the best way to get those stories out there? And then I really liked what you were saying about it being going out and coming back in again, because we're also interested in, when people hear these stories, what are the other things that we could be doing together? What other kinds of community projects could we be working on?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think as Travis said earlier in the hour, you know, go to either the Share a Story or Become a Contributor and kind of sign in, and he can help connect you with sort of the mechanics of how you get those going. But I just wanted to talk a little bit about, about your second part of your comment and the interaction piece. And that's another reason I think that the Community Foundation is very interested in this project and became involved, is we really view our role, in addition to kind of supporting the project, as a listening role. And we feel like that by hearing from the community, that helps us better know how to address things that are going on throughout the state of Alaska. And so that engagement piece is so important. Kathleen, I wanted to kind of add, you know, one other thing that was happening. We've got the Cafe Del Mundo event that is happening tomorrow, but we also are going to be hosting the Alaska Community Foundation, and Town Square 49 is one of the partners. October 24th and 25th, we're going to be hosting a two-day in-person event called Community Building in Alaska. That's going to be at Alaska Pacific University. And we have a woman, Louise Van Rijn from South Africa, who has done a lot of community building in small communities throughout South Africa, but also really she's worked internationally. And she's going to be here with us for the 2 days. And we're going to hopefully have about 200 people from all across Alaska. And for folks that have higher travel costs, we're trying to, you know, help with some scholarships to get people in. But if you go to our website, alaskacommunityfoundation.org, you can find out more information and you can register for that event. But I think that's going to, you know, the concepts of that event and Town Square 49, in my mind, are very similar. That's going to be sort of an in-person event. And then our hopes are that through sort of the work that happens there, the dialogue, the connections, the communications can continue on in the interim on a platform like Town Square 49.
It almost sounds like your event at the Alaska Community Foundation is sort of the underpinnings of engagement.
Absolutely.
Is she going to take people through workshops?
Absolutely. It's going to be a two-day event where it'll be very experiential, and I think people will kind of have the opportunity to do some community building there, but also there's a training component to it, so people will walk away with the ability to take that to their small community or their organization and be able to kind of replicate some of the work that was done.
Very interesting. Well, we're on the air. This is Hometown Alaska. I'm on with Candace Winkler from the Alaska Community Foundation and Travis Gilmore, who's managing Town Square 49. Our topic is Town Square 49 and storytelling, and we'll be back after a short break. I'm Kathleen McCoy. This is Hometown Alaska.
Listening to Hometown Alaska on KSKA Anchorage. If you missed part of today's program or would like to listen again to Hometown Alaska, the program repeats tonight at 7 on FM 91.1. Remember, tonight's rebroadcast is recorded and will not be taking phone calls. You can subscribe to free podcasts of Hometown Alaska on our website at alaskapublic.org. This is KSKA Anchorage.
You're back on Hometown Alaska. This is Kathleen McCoy, your host. In the studio with me today, I've got Candace Winkler from the Alaska Community Foundation and Travis Gilmore, who manages the project Town Square 49. They're actually partners in that project. Mm-hmm. We've got them here so you can call them and ask them questions. If you want to know whether your story would be a good Town Square 49 story, give us a call at 550-8433 or shoot us an email at hometown@alaskapublic.org. I wanted to tackle the question of how does story make us into an engaged community? And either one of you can jump in.
Well, here at Alaska Public Telecommunications, we actually have a philosophy that our core product, the business that we're in, is storytelling. Whether that be the news department, whether that be a project like Town Square 49, whether that be a program that you see on public television. And you can see that concept of storytelling can be pretty wide-reaching in the number of ways that it can impact the community. And I think specific to Town Square 49, one of the things that we're really interested in, our tagline is Alaska Happens Here, is forging this identity of what it means to be an Alaskan. And the only way to do that is to gather people together and ask them their perspective, to get their story. Because we share this identity, but it doesn't exist without those individuals, without those varied experiences from across the state. I don't know if I answered your question with that, but that's what gets me excited about
it. Yeah, I'd love to hear from some of our listeners if they want to chime in and say what does it mean to be an Alaskan? This is what Town Square 49 is working on. How about you, Candace?
Well, I would just add that, I think storytelling, we can learn so much from stories. And I also think that, when I think about community engagement and what you need to build community, you need trust, you need shared values, you need understanding, and you need this kind of sense of a shared identity. If we're going to get to a point where as a community we can talk about some of the challenging issues that we face or some of the opportunities that may come our way to really improve the quality of life around the state, if we're going to tackle some of those complex issues, we have to have ways that we can develop that shared identity and that trust. And I think storytelling can really do that. I think it's sort of the first step. And I think part of what we want to do with Town Square 49, again, we want to make contributing easy. And starting with some of the basic stories, as you talked about, somebody's fish story or, somebody's story about their four-year-old granddaughter. I think those stories create an opening, an opportunity for us to learn from one another, to realize that we have a lot of similarities, and also to recognize where there are some differences and to understand some of the things. I mean, some of our toughest issues, talking about the urban-rural divide or subsistence or, you know, some of those issues, you know, having that shared identity will really help us be able to have a community-wide dialogue. And I think as Travis started the show talking about, you know, Alaska is a, you know, is a great big state with a lot of diversity, but a very small number of people. And, you know, we really here have defined community as the entire state, because we think that Alaska is such a unique place to live, and we have so many great opportunities, but we also have challenges. And for us to be able to address any of those things, we need to work together.
Right. So it's not just a safe place where everyone is civilized and their hair never comes up and they never get hot under the collar. You welcome dialogue. You welcome discussion.
Well, right now there's a piece under the Citizen Voices from an individual blogger, Vera Starbard, who is an Alaska Native woman who's involved with the First Alaskans Project, really talking about race issues and the series of dialogues that they're working to do statewide. And I think that's a great example of the kind of conversation that is really important to have, and to have in a place like this that is open identity, is safe, and is shared, and not waiting for that bad thing to happen, that racial incident to happen, to bring up these issues and to bring up perspectives and have that conversation. You know, so it's exciting to me that it's not all just the fishing story or the kitty video, but there's some stuff that's weighty issues and that really needs to be discussed. But this is the place to do it. This is the place where it's safe to do it. And we can have that conversation together.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's nice to have a place that has both of those. So, you know, we do anticipate and we do encourage some of those fun, light stories. But we also do want people to really engage in the things that they're thinking about in their communities, the things they're grappling with. And again, I think that's the tie-in with a lot of the nonprofits, because we know nonprofits throughout the state of Alaska are addressing many of the challenging issues that we face. And so they really are tapped into, you know, the issues, the conversations, what's happening. And so we're in a great place to be able to highlight what they're doing and what they're seeing. And, you know, again, from the Community Foundation, you know, we hope that a platform like this will both build community and people will, you know, understand what's happening, be able to determine some shared goals, but that we're able to then translate that into some support. You know, we know that what nonprofits are doing around the state, it takes
so
money, it takes support.
You're listening. You're doing
a lot of listening. To be able to, you know, address some of those things from a financial perspective, but we're also outreaching and trying to pull other philanthropic people in the communities into the conversation and say, what can you do to help support education or arts and culture or the issues that you care about?
It almost sounds like Town Square 49 could be a sounding board for what's on the minds of Alaskans, you know, whether it's how much they love living in Alaska or it's something that they don't like and they want people to talk about.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. I always like to get our callers on as quick as we can. Lauren, you're on Hometown Alaska.
Hi. Yes. I think this is great. I think it also can help people connect with each other that are facing similar issues or feeling isolated in the big city. And one thing I had a question about is when you're talking about issues, then do you think the nonprofits will go to this website and look at what people are saying and use it as a tool? Say, like on homelessness, okay, this is how people are feeling out there. Will they respond as a nonprofit to what some people are saying or use it as a sounding board for their own nonprofit? You know, how does that play out?
Well, I'll let Candace speak a little bit to that, but I just want to say up front that if organizations and nonprofit organizations or government organizations or anyone starts seeing this as a tool for them to connect with the public, that's ideal for us. Yeah. I mean, anything that we can do to foster that multi-directional sort of connection piece is huge for us. So absolutely, that would be an ideal. But Candace, you can probably speak more to how nonprofits.
I would agree. You know, Lauren, thanks for your thoughts and your comments. And I would agree that that's how we would like to see it used. And, you know, I would also say, you know, we're in the experimental phase, too. I think we're learning a lot. We've already learned a tremendous amount. And, you know, we're trying to provide a tool for the community. And so I think, you know, we will be listening to what is most helpful. But we hope that other people will take the opportunity to listen to the citizen dialogue, the citizen engagement, and that would really include the nonprofit community.
Did that answer your question, Lauren?
Yeah, it does. I think it's kind of like being able to have a letter to the editor and being able, you know, by being able to have a blog. I must say, personally, I try on a very large blog site, but I never got any responses because they were related. I was relating it to Alaska's homeless, Anchorage homeless.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I never got any responses. And so I see this as a way maybe to get people more interested in the homeless.
Well, this is your invitation, Lauren.
The homeless challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, Travis.
Yeah, this is your invitation. We would love to hear from you and hear more on your perspective on the site.
And I'd love to hear the name of the site again.
Yes, yes. Actually, we've had a couple of people email in who also want us to mention the site again. So go ahead, Travis.
It's Town Square, like Town Square, downtown Anchorage, Town Square 49, like the 49th state, .org. And you can find it also at alaskapublic.org. But Town Square 49.
And it's all spelled out.
Yep. No spaces, just Town Square 49.
Well, thank you very much for doing this project. I think it's a worthwhile project and that it will be very successful. And I just think it's a great idea.
Thanks for your call.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Lauren. We really appreciate it. I would like to ask a little bit about, apparently we are one of many town squares that are happening across the country. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, there are lots of different projects that are happening around the nation, and not all of them are using technology. I mean, there are some that are really engaged in information sharing that are much more kind of in-person types of things. But I would say, by and large, most of the projects are really integrating technology. I think that's just the world we work in, and I think that's where there are lots of opportunities for sharing large amounts of information. Mm-hmm. But the projects all look a little different.
These are all funded by Knight.
They're all funded by Knight. And I think, again, at the core, Knight is interested in making sure that people in a community have access to good information. Because if people have access to good information, they're much more likely to be engaged in citizenship. They're much more likely to vote. They're much more likely to get involved in whatever's happening in a particular community. And I think that's something that, you know, that we share is we feel like, you know, if there is no information, it's very hard to ask people to get involved. And so providing that access to information, but also the access to that rich community dialogue will help people determine how they can get involved to make the communities throughout the state of Alaska better.
Good point.
Stronger.
We're going to go through an election here. It'll be interesting to see what Town Square 49, how it facilitates dialogue during an election.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see. And I think that that's a place where we're excited to play a part. Now, in terms of, you know, candidates and bringing more information about ballot measures and that type of thing, I think that, you know, KSKA and APRN and our existing news organizations have those sort of set, you know, we do running, we do these things, community information projects around those things through our current streams. So for me, it'll be more about getting the citizen voice involved and letting those people who aren't a major candidate with a big budget have some sort of platform to talk about what they think the real issues are and what they'd like to see, and really focus on the individual more than the major candidate.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds interesting. So almost a, like I said before, a sounding board. One of the interesting things happening now is we're so polarized nationally and even sometimes locally, and it's hard to find a place where people can talk. And it sounds as if you're trying to make a space and you're inviting people to come and tell us what you think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Are you getting comments on the stories?
We do get comments. I think using Facebook has helped us in that way as well, in that people are sharing stories. People are saying, you know, oh, I'm going to push this out to my social media, and it's easy because I'm already commenting on it, and it's out there. And so we do get a good amount of comments, more than we had using previous systems. And, you know, I think we're always looking to increase engagement and get more people in there. But we've been pretty pleased thus far.
And we've also been pleased, again, with the quality of the comments. I mean, we really haven't seen a lot of negativity or a lot of people who are just sort of out there trying to kind of push an agenda. You know, you see that in some comment sites where, you know, the comments are almost really not even related to the story they're commenting on, but they just have a point they want to keep pushing.
Right.
And so far we haven't seen that. And I think, you know, we're hoping that that the open identity will kind of help.
Let's talk a little bit about the nonprofits. And I mean, our caller Lauren was sort of suggesting, well, yes, this is a site where they can say what's important to them. But you were really getting at this interaction, like nonprofits or government or community leaders being able to hear on this site what people are caring about, which is kind of a circle. It's more of a circle.
I mean, I think that's an important goal. I mean, of course, that's going to be up to each individual nonprofit to make that decision. But, you know, we hope that they will take advantage of this tool, because I think it is really a great way to, you know, get a pulse on what's happening in communities throughout the state. You know, if they initiate a conversation about an issue that they care about, I hope that they'll really be able to take in the comments and the thoughts that people have, and you know, integrate that either into the services they're providing or into their, you know, philosophy and approach on a particular issue.
Let me throw out the phone number and email for people if they want to call in and engage with us. It's 550-8433, or send us an email to hometown@alaskapublic.org. And I also want to touch on a couple of events that we mentioned in the first half hour, and I want people to have on their calendars if they want to engage with us. Go ahead and talk about tomorrow, Travis.
Yeah, that's we're going to be at Cafe Del Mundo, Town Square 49 at Cafe Del Mundo here in Anchorage tomorrow from 2 to 5 p.m. And we're going to be doing a video, audio, storytelling, gathering sort of experience. So we'll have a camera there, and we'll be asking, inviting you to come by, have a cup of coffee on us, and we'll capture your story so that we can use it either in television, on radio, across the platforms, on Town Square 49, if you'll allow us. So we'll be asking you what brought you to Alaska, or if you're from Alaska, what keeps you here, and what do you love about this state, and the rest is up to you.
Do people sign waivers?
Yeah, we have a little media release thing. It's very simple. But
okay. It's just something
nothing
that
Nothing onerous. It's just a little.
And can they come in costume?
Absolutely.
If you wanted to come in costume, that would be
can
fantastic.
Can they bring their fish with them?
I was going to say, can they bring their cats?
Well, we could go viral with that.
That's right. There you go. And then there's another event that's a little bit farther out, and it's a little bit more like the underpinnings of community engagement.
Yeah, it is. It's called Community Building in Alaska, and this is actually kind of an in-person community engagement event, and it's, you know, experiential, but also a training of sorts. It's a two-day event, October 24th and 25th at Alaska Pacific University. We're hoping to have about 200 people from around the state. And if you're wondering, is this for me? I would say, yes, it is for you. You can go to our website, alaskacommunityfoundation.org, and find out more about it. But we really are trying to basically get people who care about Alaska and care about their communities to come together to talk about how we make it better.
It's just not an invitation to people who work in nonprofits to come and get some training.
No. We really want a cross-section of people. I mean, we find that there can be sort of catalysts or leaders throughout all the different sectors, depending on what you do. But if you care about Alaska and you want to get engaged and you want to find ways to make it better and you want to be inspired and meet other people that have sort of similar ideas, come the 24th and 25th. You can find out more details on our website. If you're from outside of Anchorage and travel is expensive, then let us know and we'll try to to figure out how to help you get into town to do that. We will be talking at that two-day event a lot about Town Square 49 and helping people understand how that can be an ongoing tool that they can use for this kind of dialogue.
So individual citizens are invited to register
Absolutely.
For that? Absolutely. Members of groups are invited?
Absolutely.
Maybe who are thinking about maybe they want to reach a wider audience
yeah.
some way. So, well, great. Okay, so we got both of the dates again on that one?
October 24th and 25th, and it's going to be at Alaska Pacific University.
And is there a deadline to register?
You know, we've got 200 spaces, and they're going quickly, so I think we'll probably fill up before we hit a deadline,
okay.
is my thought.
All right. And Travis, about tomorrow's event, I have a question. I mean, is there a time limit?
Well, we do want to try to keep these brief, but if you have a compelling story and you know, there isn't a line behind you, we'll work with you to get it completely out there. But, you know, the best thing to do is to keep it short so that we can use it in broadcast so that you can see your face on TV or hear your voice on the radio. And even on the web, you know, few people are going to watch anything over a couple of minutes in length. So we try to keep them
learning.
Tight.
Yeah, right.
We did have that good story in the cemetery that I think was about 3.5 minutes long, but that was a great clip that I think people were watching. But you're right that, you know, the shorter clips tend to be more watched.
You know, it makes me think of that everybody's going to have their 15 minutes of fame. Maybe they're going to have 90 seconds of fame right now, starting tomorrow. I mean, the tools are in everybody's hands, you know.
Yeah.
You used to watch TV and watch people do this on TV, or now you can do it yourself.
Right, with just your mobile phone, right? Most of them nowadays, you can do video and pictures and...
Yeah, mm-hmm. The equipment that we're using to capture broadcast quality video and audio is... in a category you might call prosumer. You know, it's not super expensive. You're getting it down at Best Buy. You don't have to mail order to New York or something for it. But, you know, it's things that are in the hands of people. Your iPhone can capture better video than some of the studio cameras that we had 15 years ago. So,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sort of a new kind of democracy, right? Everybody's got multimedia and everybody's watching, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, who doesn't have a phone that you can take a picture with now?
Right.
You know? So, you know, you can load a sunset, I guess. You know, you could, if the kind of things you're seeing on Facebook all the time, actually, people sharing moments that touch them.
Well, and that's a great point. If you're already loading your Alaska photos up on Facebook, you can just let us know. Go to Town Square 49 or email us at townsquare49@alaskapublic.org, and we can pull those things directly from your Facebook and put them onto our page so that your gallery, your beautiful gallery of, you know, your trip to Denali or your trip out to a remote cabin or your fishing trip, whatever Alaskan-type stuff you've got out there, we can pull those just pretty seamlessly. So it's no work for you. You've already got them up to share with your friends. Now you can share them with all of Alaska on the site.
Oh my gosh, I did not realize that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So actually, you don't have to do it twice. You just
right.
have to do it once and then tell Travis.
That's a lot of our work, is taking out those barriers. So it's not, you have to mail in a CD to us. It's just let us know they're there and they're ripe for the picking, and we can make the rest happen.
Wow. Interesting. That's great. Since I have you both here, I kind of want to know, you've only been at this a short time, but I bet the learning curve has been fast and furious. So tell me a little bit about what you've learned in the process.
Well, I was able, actually, I was the lucky recipient of an opportunity to go to Chicago this time last fall to actually go to what they call a boot camp with the Knight Foundation folks. And so I spent, you know, a good number of hours every single day for a week learning about how to build a project like this. What are the best practices? And so having that benefit, I've kind of had to be the real torch carrier of this is what we're going to do and this is how we got to do it and what do you guys think, and let's get a committee together and talk about it. So I've had that unique position, but I feel like you know, we've really come through a lot and learned a lot in the process.
You guys must feel like you're in boot camp together, huh?
Absolutely. You know, for us, you know, a lot of just learning about information sharing, and, you know, we're not in the news business, and so a lot of this was new. But I think the big aha for me has really been, and I think Knight really nailed it when they started supporting community foundations to get into this work. And I think it is that You know, you can work with people, and the Alaska Community Foundation for years has worked to connect people with the causes that they care about. And mostly we've worked, you know, on sort of philanthropy and helping with money. But I think what we know about Alaska is we've got very high levels of volunteerism and engagement, but we actually still have pretty low levels of individual giving. And we know for people to get engaged at all levels, whether it's engaged with their time and their talents, or whether it is taking that next step and really supporting financially the things they care about, they have to know what's going on in a community. They have to have access to good information, and they have to feel a part of the community and a part of whatever, you know, issue interests them. And so the community engagement piece is really key to building a strong community and building a strong state. And I think that's something that the Alaska Community Foundation has found, is that this is really a core part of our work, creating opportunities to engage people and to build community. And then we know that that will, you know, translate over time into growth and philanthropy.
Well, Candace, we have an emailer who's calling in or emailing us with a question saying, you know, how do you know you have an engaged community? But before you answer that, I got a tip that we should express to people that it's townsquare49.org. You don't have to spell out 49.
Oh,
it's
great.
Just
that's
the
a four good
point. So that would be so many
confused.
Letters. That would not be easy.
Yeah.
So. But anyway, let's tackle this question from Jennifer. How do you know you have an engaged community?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, looking at volunteer levels is certainly one, you know, one element from just a broad community level. From the Community Foundation, we will really look at giving levels and philanthropy and, you know, people who really care about something, regardless of what they make financially, can find, you know, somewhere in their budget, space in their budget to support it financially. So that's going to be a marker that over time we'll be looking at. But I do think right now for community engagement, we're looking at the quality of the information that we get on Town Square 49, the diversity of the information, the comments that we're getting. It's really much more qualitative at this stage. But, you know, I think that over time, we're going to be looking at how do we sort of move the evaluation needle on that and move into kind of more complex evaluation to really determine, have we identified some shared goals for a community? And, you know, what are kind of the next steps that are being taken to address those goals?
Right.
And
right.
Luckily for us, we have support from the Knight Foundation and a group called FSG, which social impact measurement is their business. So we sort of feed analytics to them, and then they work with us to create a dashboard that sort of tells us, you know, this is what's really going on, and this is how you can affect that in various different ways.
So there's some metrics that you can watch.
Yeah.
Now, we have about a minute left. I want you each to leave our audience with something to think about, whatever you choose. You have about 20 seconds each.
Well, I just want to get across to people that this is your invitation to participate in Town Square 49, to tell your story, to share what it means to be an Alaskan, and reach a statewide audience. So come on, townsquare49.org.
You cannot say you weren't invited. I heard it right here. How about you, Candace? What message do you want to
make? My message is we have such a phenomenal state. I mean, I think Travis is right when he started the show to say most people who live here for a reason and really find value in identifying with being in Alaska and living in such a great state. And Town Square 49 is the opportunity to really invest and become involved in that and improve the quality of life throughout the state.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a great hour. Thanks to our callers and listeners. And I want to let you know that coming up next week on Hometown Alaska, that we're going to have a special program of Hometown Alaska on Friday. We're going to be, Peter Dunlap Show will be talking to BJ Lederman. So don't miss that. That should be a lot of fun. You can join us on Facebook and Twitter at Alaska Public. Also, make sure to check out our new website, alaskapublic.org. Thanks a lot for listening. I'm Kathleen McCoy.
Hometown Alaska is a production of Alaska Public Telecommunications Incorporated, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the participants and do not reflect KSKA or its underwriters. Today's program is available online at alaskapublic.org. CD copies can be purchased by calling 550-8400. This is KSKA Anchorage.